In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sends the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to convict the world. Through the words of the prophets and apostles, the Holy Spirit reveals who is wrong and who is right. Lies and truth, error and truth, ignorance and knowledge, he reveals it all. Now, without the Lord God revealing the truth, it can't be fully known. Reason will never come to know all things or know enough. The world and everything in it, including you, is so corrupted by sin that we don't have the truth apart from the work of the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit convicts the world, he's convicting you also. He's declaring how you're wrong and how Scripture is right. For your sinful nature always inclines to the rest of the world. And you still need convicting even after baptism and receiving the implanted word of truth. For the Spirit alone will keep you in the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. Because you know, you are of the mind and of the heart of Christ. He has called you. He has enlightened you with the truth about man and God. He's kept you in the one true faith. This means he's baptized you and taught you the catechism. But don't let your sinful nature draw you away with the world to its conclusions about man and God. It doesn't have all the knowledge. It doesn't have all the facts. That is found all that we need in Holy Scripture. Now Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning sin because they do not believe in me. You notice that he doesn't mention a specific like transgression or trespass, a specific rule breaking, like coveting your neighbors side by side, or getting irritated that they feed the deer. It's about trust. The world doesn't trust Jesus above all things. It's not that the world doesn't have the facts right or is missing details about Jesus' death. No, the world and your nature corrupted by sin simply doesn't trust Jesus, the Lord God. This wrong trust will always tug at your heart, and the world will tug even harder. Sin is rebellion against Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's trusting yourself over and against the Lord. That's what the commandments show. You know, breaking a commandment isn't just messing up a regulation and you'll get fined for it, and then you can move on. Now, breaking a commandment is telling God he's wrong and you're right. About him, about his name, his word, about authority, life, marriage, possessions, reputation, about what makes you content. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin through the commandments and the creed, through the law and the gospel. For he teaches the way things are intended to be and the way in which Jesus redeems the world. That brings us to righteousness. For Jesus says the Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. You and I can't help. We must justify ourselves before others, and, well, before our own heart. We've got to live with ourselves. So your tendency is to take the law and twist it into something doable. And the world does the same thing, whether it acknowledges the Ten Commandments or not. The world seeks to justify its ways. It emphasizes some commandments over others, redefines them to fit your wants, to cast doubt on the author of the commandments, and so forth. Any way that we can make it doable, we do. But the law condemns us. It condemns all of us, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we twist it or not, whether we despise it or not. For the cause of death is sin, and everyone dies. There's no system of justifying yourself that can defeat death. Not a single one. There's only one way to be saved, and that must come from the Lord God himself. Jesus goes to the Father, and you see him no longer, because he died, he rose from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of the Father. He did this in flesh and blood, as God and man, and he will never die again. He lives forever. This is how one hymn writer put it. Seek where you may to find a way that leads to your salvation. My heart is stilled, on Christ I build. He is the one foundation. His word is sure, his works endure. He overthrows all evil foes. Through him I more than conquer. Seek whom you may to be your stay. None can redeem his brother. All helpers failed, this man prevailed, the God-man and none other. Our servant king of whom we sing, we're justified because he died, the guilty being guiltless. Seek him alone, who did atone, who did your souls deliver. Oh, seek him first, all you who thirst for grace that fails you never. In every need, seek him indeed. To every heart he will impart his blessings without measure. No, we don't know that hymn. But that hymn preaches and declares the fruitlessness of seeking other things, of other ways to justify our lives, our choices, our emotions. It is in Christ alone that we have hope. For Jesus also says that the Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. The world doesn't find God appealing. Let me rephrase that. The world doesn't find God, as revealed in the Bible, very appealing. He's not what they want. He's not what your sinful nature desires. The world will judge the Lord, saying that death and suffering are proof God is no good God. They're saying that that's proof that God is the cause of suffering, or that he's powerless to stop it. Especially just looking at Christians. Christians die like everybody else. Their God is just made up by man. Compilation of smart and deceptive people over the centuries. And when the world comes to this judgment, to this conclusion, it's a terrible one, where it comes to the conclusion that being content or satisfied with your life is all you can hope for. That being content with who you are or what you're trying to be is it. And that is no way to live. That's flat out selfish. But the world is judged because death is defeated. That Satan is a liar and a murderer who seeks only to deceive you. Your sins don't define you. They're covered in the blood of Christ. Your sinful nature doesn't rule you. The Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, does. Christ is risen and we shall arrive. After the cross comes contentment in Christ forever. After learning trust through trial and tribulation, then comes contentment that will not end. This work of the Holy Spirit convicting the world is revealed in two teachings you already know. I've already mentioned them. Those are the Ten Commandments and the Apostles' Creed. The Law and the Gospel, repentance and faith. For the commandments reveal the truth of God's gifts and his good ordering of the world, the way things ought to be, and the way we seek it to be. The Apostles' Creed summarizes the work of God in his creation and his ongoing care for you, his redeeming of you and teaching you trust. Neither the commandments or the creed can be compromised nor forgotten, because they stand forever as the everlasting truth. The world and your sinful nature are just plain wrong. The Lord is right. Take heart. He sent the Holy Spirit to teach you this until your blessed death by the grace of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.